Rav Gershon Henech Leiner, the Radzina Rebbe, he was always looking for Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash. And he said, we can't wait for the Beis. What's going to happen? We're going to wait for the Beis HaMikdash to be built, and then we're going to start looking for Tcheles. Let's start looking for the Tcheles now. So therefore, when the Beis HaMikdash is built, will be all ready. What do you mean? What does the Beis HaMikdash do with the Tcheles? Because the halacha is for the Big Day Kahuna. It has involves Tcheles. So regarding the Big Day Kahuna, so that we assume that it's Ma'akev. You can't wear the Big Day Kahuna without the Tcheles. So that Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash will deal with the Shaila then. But what about the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, which we have today? Could you do Tzitzis without the Mitzvah of Tcheles? So that's a debate in Chazal. And we paskin that yes, you can wear the Lavan without the Tcheles. So we still have the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, even without Tcheles. I mean, there is the Shita of the Baal HaMor that seems to be many in Klal Yisrael follow, and probably the Rov, or be maybe not observant Jews. But don't we? Or she says that Tcheles Ma'akevet is a Lavan, and there is no Mitzvah of Tzitzis today. And the Rav is always, he used to be bothered by, you mean he wasn't buried in a talus? I guess the assumption being that you get buried in the talus you wear, but if he held there was no mitzvah. Nevertheless, we don't paskin that way, so we paskin, you can wear tzitzis, even without the appropriate tcheles. So, the Radrina Rebbe, he claimed, I think it was a cuttlefish, he claimed he found the right tcheles. Later on, we found that he was duped by a chemist. It was really the dye they put in to make the color look right. But nevertheless, and in fact, ironically, also Rav Chaim Herzog, then the Rav in Ireland, became chief rabbi in Israel, he wrote a whole thesis against the Dravina, why he thought it was the Murus trunculus. But he couldn't figure out for many years why it was the wrong color. They found if you leave it in the sun, it goes from purple to blue. So throughout the years, different opinions, what the chilazon was, the cuttlefish, the murex trunculus, whatever it might be. So the Radvina, so in fact, ironically, the Radvina is when the town was destroyed, so they actually went back to Chaim Herzog to find out, because even though he claims he refuted the Radzina, but not if you're Radzina, you got refuted, then they still wear the Tcheles from the Rebbe, from the cuttlefish. They figured out, going back on the Tshuvas, how to make it. So nevertheless, so he sent it out to Gedolim during his time. What do you think? So many didn't respond, some did respond. And one, it wasn't the Beis HaLevi himself, but one of the people close to the Beis HaLevi, he responded and he said, well, this is one, well, different version to what the Beis HaLevi said. But the one version was, he said, you know what? If you could give me a reason why you have some new info, why up until now no one wore it, and now this fish never existed, the chilazon, this came back. Okay, so if you could give me some reason why now it is it, and before it wasn't, then I'd be the first one to wear it. But since our parents, grandparents, great parents, all the great generations knew about this fish, and they didn't think it was it, so therefore, I'm not going to wear it. That's one version of the Beis HaLevi. Either way, going to any version, the Beis HaLevi said no. But we'll find there'll be a big difference why he said no. According to this way, he's leaving it open. He just didn't like this tcheles, but maybe if he heard about the murex trunculus, maybe he'd be okay with it. And the second version, the brisker version, from Rav Soloveitchik in Boston to the briskers in Yerushalayim, they said, no, that's not what the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi said, even if you're right, you're wrong. Even if you could prove 100% based on archaeology, on data, science, whatever you want, I still won't accept it. Why? Because in order to accept for a mitzvah, you have to have a mesorah on it. Since there's no mesorah, we don't bring back a mitzvah based on archaeology or other forms. In fact, that's the briskers with shitas on. There's a whole big discussion. What is rice? What's millet? Orez v'dochen. So today we've assumed that orez is rice in many different languages. So the briskers and the rabbis say you can't prove from what people are doing today. Therefore, I think briskers just don't, they eat it with other food, or maybe they make a shahako, different minhagim. But the point being is that they feel the Roshi need a Misora. So the effort is a big difference between the two. According to reason number one, if something new happens, new technology, new data, we're open to wearing the Tcheles. According to number two, Kleis Koz, no matter what you do, it's always, there's no Misora. So the Badei HaShulchan, who was very close with Rav Yashav, he asked him a question about the Tcheles. Which version of the Beis HaLevi do you think is the right one? So the Rav Yashav said, I think the first version is correct. I mean, I think we can learn mitzvahs if, you know, we accept all forms. If it's as I should say, it's not just do we follow archaeological evidence. The question is it good? The point being is it good evidence? That's why they discussed the Rambam by the Tzitz, the different cases where we go into whether the archaeological evidence is good or not. So without getting into that issue, that he says we would follow it if you could prove to me that that's it, then not necessarily about cyst chalice, but something else, we'd go with it. If you could prove to me Ores is rice, then I'll make the appropriate bracha. So he said, and I think the Badei HaShulchan asked if he could print up the letter, and he did. So then the question is, if you think that way, so how come you're not wearing? So he gives some very vague answer. Well, they thought the Radvina thought he was right, the cuttlefish, and we thought the Meretz trunk was, maybe we'll find something later. So basically he gave a polemic. He didn't actually deal with the issue at hand. In fact, according to Rav Schechter's version, based on the Tcheles people, they said they went to the Rav Yashav and they showed him the Tcheles, and he actually thought it was it. If he thought it was it, so why isn't he wearing? Everyone agrees he didn't wear them. So he said, okay, he asked them, supply and demand. If I start wearing the Tcheles, everyone's going to start wanting to wear it. I want to know, could you make enough of it? Isn't that no supply and demand? The price would be outrageous. So he said, well, I have many people in the Haredi world can't even put food on the table now. I don't want them spending hundreds of dollars on Tcheles and not putting food on the table. So therefore, I'm not going to wear them. That's the Tcheles people. Obviously, the other people's version is that now he's not wearing it because it's not the right one. So either way, so that's what Rav Yashav thought, that version was right. So then if that would fit in, then in theory, I think they say in the name of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, some big rabbi asked him, he said, if you think it's a Tcheles, then wear it. Some quote Rav Pinchas Scheinberg, some of his Tzitzis with Tcheles, and Rav Zalman Nechemi Gober, of course, Rav Herschel Schachter, they say Rav Belsky, he wore a patzina. I think this on his Talis Katan, since that wasn't Dominic, so he didn't want to go against it publicly. The Radvinas wear it, different people wear different type of Tcheles. So that's, so according to the Briskers, according to the Rav Soloveitchik, you can never wear Tcheles. So therefore, even among them, these are one of the issues where Rav Herschel Schachter disagrees with Rav Soloveitchik. In other words, he had two major Talmidim, he probably had a lot more, but the two, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein and Rav Herschel Schachter. So I think someone asked Rav Lichtenstein, so he himself can't wear, he said, because he hears the Rav saying you can't wear them. So even though he might think that maybe it is a techeles, but he couldn't bring himself to wearing. I think he let one of his kids wear them if they want. And I guess, you know, Rav Schachter on this year feels differently, and he says, no, you should wear. I think the other major debate were whether you hold Eretz is getting back to Medina, is the Schal to the Geula or not. So Rav Schachter Shita is in 1967 proved it is. I don't know if the Rav actually felt that or not. So, or at least, you know, I think he used to say, Maisa Bereshis, this is Schal to the Geula. Either way, that is the Machokes. So if you go with the Brisker version, so there's nothing to talk about. If you go with the other version, which Rav Yashav thinks it's right, which Rav Schachter thinks it's right, so therefore, then you're open to wearing techeles. So one of the questions they ask for those who don't wear techeles is, okay, so let's just, for those who think there's a 0% chance, of course, why would you wear them? Maybe if it's only a 1%, let's assume, you know, me and Amatzeh, let's say there's more than a 10% chance. If you assume there's a little to no chance, okay, so then it's not really a suffix even. Let's assume you don't know. Let's put it this way. Even the people who say they know, they're not going to wear shatnez. In other words, we pass when I say dokalosa, I say the mitzvah, so I don't think anyone would go that far to wear tcheles with shatnez. So no one's saying it 100%. Those will be saying, you know, 90%. So they claim, so Rav Schachter claims, we have a principle. Well, he doesn't need to claim, as everyone's familiar with the principle, Savak deraisa l'chumra, Savak derabban and l'ku, a doubt by a biblical law was strict, a doubt by a rabbinic law was lenient. So even if you're not sure, so what's, number one is the Rav Schachter assuming there's no harm in, even if they're not the tcheles, it doesn't ruin anything. So therefore, why not wear Savak deraisa l'chumra? Everyone should be wearing this tcheles, because if you're right, you're right. And if you're wrong, nothing. That's Rav Schachter's version. Well, in fact, he'll even say, if you don't wear tcheles, you can't even wear tzitzit. We'll get to that point next. However, I think it was Shlomo Miller, a big posek from Lakewood, but he lives in Toronto now. He's a posek in Toronto. He writes, no, not to Rav Schachter, not by name anyway, but he says that there's a famous Rav Chaim, he quotes, speaking of briskers. So now you can find the brisker way. If briskers say not to wear the tcheles, what about Tzavik Daraisa Uchumra? So Rav Chaim said, when do we say Tzavik Daraisa Uchumra? If you did all you can. Okay, so I'm not sure, did I bench or not? So what's the only thing left to do in the case of a Tzavik Daraisa? Don't bench again. But here, I'm still in the same. So you Yotze then after you benched. But now that I put on the tcheles, like I'm no more, I'm in the same Tzavik Daraisa Uchumra I was beforehand. So since you don't say Tzavik Daraisa Uchumra in a case where I don't know about the result. So Rav Schachter disagrees. He says there's a Ran that talks about, let's say, it's in between Yantav Rishon and Yantav Sheni on Sukkos. And someone didn't shake, let's say the first day, they didn't shake Talad Minim yet, so it's Ben HaShemashas. So I think the Ran writes, you should shake the Lul of an Esrog Ben HaShemashas, presuming without a bracha. Why? Because Safek Daraisa Uchumra. So we see Safek Daraisa Uchumra, even if you're not sure of the result. So we see Rav Chaim's against the Ran. So I think Rav Shlomo wrote back, no. Rav Chaim knew the Ran. There's a difference. He's in the case of the Ran's case, it's all you can do. You're doing everything you can do. But in the case of the tcheles, you still have a lot more to do, and therefore you win. So that's a major debate whether you apply. So it fits in with the briskas. The briskas you hold, you can't, because you don't have a mesorah, and so you can't. So you still have to fit in tavek d'oraisa or chumrah. Or maybe they'll say it's no suffix, that even if it is a suffix, but since we don't have a mesorah on it, so even if it was a suffix, it's still not allowed. Either way, they don't wear tcheles. So that's one issue of suffix, the right to a chumrah. And then there's the issue of both Shlomo Miller writes, according to me, there's no issue. I don't think it's it, so therefore there's no harm done. But if you think it is the tcheles, so we have a big machokas, how many threads should be tcheles? One, two. It depends how, you know, if you fold them over or not. Yeah, Rashi tells his different shitas, so he says, according to me, it's not an issue, but according to you, if it really is tcheles, if you're putting on more than that amount, then it's Baal Tosef. And you're putting on less, it's Baal Tigra. So therefore, you run into a problem. And since we don't know how to paskin, since the Shaila hasn't been paskin, so therefore, we don't know what to do. Therefore, better not to wear, or else you could violate Baal Tigra, Baal Tosef, if you think it's it. So number one is, who says we don't know how to paskin? The Rav Shechter says we go with the Kolei Hara, go open up a Shulchan. He claims the Mishnah Berurah paskins the Shaila anyway in a different context. But even if not, like, what do you mean don't paskin? You take out the learn the Sugya, look at the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, and figure it out. But and secondly, so Rav Shechter and secondly Rav Shechter says there's a problem not wearing. He claims it's also based on a base of Levi. Others that if you don't do a mitzvah, so the effort that's negating your bitum of mitzvah saseh. But the base of Levi has the issue, I think it's a Turi Evan, that if you could do a mitzvah bishrei muso and you don't do it, that's about tigger. Like if you had to, you're supposed to do the, I think, put like the board on the four corners, you only do one, so that's about tigra. So, Rav Shechter says it's Suffolk Baal Tigria. Since we have the Tcheles, at least Suffolk Tcheles, he even says it on a Suffolk Tcheles. Since it's a Suffolk Tcheles, so if you don't put Tcheles on, you're doing, if you just put the Sitzitz on without Tcheles, you're violating Baal Tigria. So he thinks it's better, obviously he thinks you should put on Tcheles. And if you're not going to put on Tcheles, better not to wear Sitzitz at all than to, wear sitzes without tcheles. That'll be about tigra. And, you know, and others clearly, the minhag ha'olam is clearly against, even, cause, so even if you're gonna, you know, those, you know, yesh v'yesh, I mean, the minority is growing, but still definitely not in the majority. More people today are wearing tcheles, they wear different type of tcheles, but the minhag yisrael is still that people wear sit, even if they're not wearing sitis, even if they're not wearing tcheles, they wear sitis. So those are some of the issues with tcheles bizman hazeh.